Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome everyone. You're back with the one and only Dr. Harris, Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show. We're rocking and rolling, rolling and rocking. And I apologize for my live stream audience that I did not put the phone number when I was typing the show tonight. So I'm typing it right now. Hopefully you get it. I'd like for someone to call in and talk about this topic because it's a very, very important topic to me about our progressive black women here. So the phone number is 516-453-9086, 516-453-9086. And I'm putting that in the chat right now, or chat if that's what it is or whatever it is. And before we go into the show, like I said, I'm not going to be with you long. I just wanted to chop it up a little bit. It's been a long day for me. I've been up since 4 o'clock, but I'm committed to the struggle of black people. People, but black people, because, you know, we're the last hired and the first fired, all right? And so I can relate to that. But I just want to give shout outs to all of the freedom fighters across the world. Even here, those are here in the city of Fresno, better known as Mississippi Fresno, and those all around the world who's really in the trenches, the front lines, really trying to make a positive change here in this country. 400 years of slavery. Slavery is still here. Believe it or not, just look at the prison and industrial complex. It's slavery there. When you, it was interesting. I believe Dr. Kennedy sent me some information. I wish she would come on. She's just one hard woman to catch up with. Anyway, Dr. Kennedy is one of my colleagues. I want to see if I can pull it up real quick on Facebook before we go. So I want you to really understand what's really going on here. And what I'm talking about is that she sent me some information about companies that you support, companies that I believe that you have been to, you have given them your money, per se. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. It was very interesting to me, the different names of the companies that I seen. See if I can find it real quick. I posted a lot of pictures this evening. So just real quick, it's really, 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 really important that I at least read off some of the names that invest in prisons that I know all of us have patronized. But like I said, I'm just giving knowledge out. I mean, you can do what you want to do with it. I know it's coming up here real soon. Give me a second here. But I hope everybody had a good day. It's been, like I said, a long day for me. I'm really tired right now. I've been cooking some collard greens for the past 2 days. And so we're going to see how those collard greens come out. Getting ready for the spring crop. Should be coming up here soon. So let me see here. Oh, my goodness. Come up. Anyway, we bought the series of the Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We watched it last week. I opened up a Saturday school at my church. So it's not per se a church thing, but it's just at that location. And we're, you know, showing these different documentaries in regards to, was that it? No, that wasn't it. About us, about our ancestors, about what is taking place with us. I'll be a monkey's uncle. I cannot find what Dr. Kennedy sent me about the prison industrial the companies that getting paying slave labor to, and I know one of them was McDonald's. One of them was McDonald's. Let's see if I can go to her Facebook and find that. It's just real important to me that I read this to you. One of them was McDonald's, who invests in the prison complex. Another one was Walmart. Another one was Starbucks. Another one was Sprint. The phone company, Sprint. They were another one. Who else was it? Oh my God, I can't. Okay, maybe. Let me see. You know, it's something when you need to look for something, you can't find it all of a sudden, right? But if I can't find it, we just go ahead and move on. Which that looks like what we're gonna do is move on. So I have to give you that information later. It just popped on my mind that the slave labor is happening with these companies that we purchased. Oh, Wendy's. Wendy's was another one that invests in the prison industrial complex. They are another investor. So with Wendy's, McDonald's, Sprint, the phone company, Walmart. It was like two more. I can't think who they are. But anyway, check it out for yourself. I mean, don't take my word for it. Just, you know, check on it yourself. But anyway, I'll get that information for you later. Tonight's show is talking. This is March is what? Women's Month, right? So to me, every day is Women's Month, just like Black History is every month. But anyway, the month of March is highlighted for women to highlight all the success and things like that. And so the question that I pose tonight, and I hope someone call in, is do we need progressive Black women in the 21st century? That's the question. That's the opening question, right? And I just added another three. Where are the progressive Black women in Fresno, California? Where should progressive Black women be scared to speak out? That's another question. The third question is, should progressive Black women teach the next generation how to speak truth to power? That was the third question. So we have the opening statement, do we need progressive Black women? The next three questions are, where are the progressive Black women in Fresno, California? Should progressive Black women be scared to speak out? Should progressive Black women teach the next generation? And when I say the next generation, I'm talking about the next generation of women, young ladies, how to speak truth to power. Those are the questions for tonight. like for someone to call in, or everybody can call in to 516-453-9086. I'll give my perspective a little later about what I think that's going on in Fresno when it comes to the progressive black women. And so I'll just talk, so I'm going to talk from a historical standpoint right now. Because I know somebody going to call in that's listening to the show, because I know you're just on fire and you have a lot to say right now about a progressive, and maybe you are a progressive black woman. I don't know. You know, what really defines someone to be a progressive black woman? You know, what qualities, what does it take to be a progressive black woman? Or is being a progressive black woman a bad thing? Or being a progressive black woman is a good thing? I don't know. I like for someone to call in and tell me at 516-453-9086 here at Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter Show, broadcasting out of Fresno, California, better known as Mississippi Fresno. We're right here in the San Joaquin Valley on the west side, the golden west side of Fresno, for 3 hours from L.A., 3 hours from Sacramento and Oaktown, the Bay Area. So we sit right in the middle. I should have got me some water. But excuse me, I had to slurp on something in my throat. So I'm going to talk about, because I know you all are going to call in and you're just going to just start like a like a typewriter, just telling me everything. I don't know what got in my throat, but let me get a little water. Excuse me. I'll be right back. All right. Okay. Sorry about that. So, being a progressive black woman. So, since no one has called in, I'm going to talk from a historical standpoint of progressive black women. Oh, now she called in. Let me see. Let me. All right. Okay. Here we go. Let's talk from a historical standpoint. From America's standpoint. We all know that the Africans that are here in America came from Africa, right? And so what I'm doing is I'm giving some historical foundation, because we're gonna peel this onion here real quick, layer by layer. And we were brought over to America for one reason, and that was to work on plantations from sun up to sundown. We were brought here to work free, male and female. We came as a package. Now, from that point, families were split up. They were broken apart. There was a lot of dynamics that was going on during slavery. So let's talk about the dynamics first. One of the dynamics was created was Jim Crow, black codes, segregation, the Ku Klux Klan, the Knight Riders, you know, all these different pieces was put in front of us, and we had to deal with it. A lot of our black women were treated less than animals. a lot of our black women were raped by white males. A lot of our black women were impregnated by white males. A lot of our black women were had their babies cut out of their stomachs by the plantation master and stepped on the back of their baby head in the ground. Our black women cook food for massa. Our black women also, and you may know this, you may not, also breastfed white babies, our black women did. So our black women, from my perspective, has done a lot, has contributed a lot, but yet has been treated less than. Black Wall Street was created in 1921. There was over 30 black towns in America was created, built by black people. Where are those towns now? Tulsa, Oklahoma, where is it? Destroyed, burnt to the ground by the U.S. government, Ku Klux Klan, that still exists today. And our black women have contributed so much to this society. You know, they were looked upon as second-class citizens. Women didn't have the right to vote, just like black men didn't have the right to vote. We forget about all that stuff. The fact of the matter is we don't even talk about it anymore. That what gets me. We don't even talk about it no more. You know, black history is now called multicultural history in the European school system. It's not even black anymore. It's European. It's multicultural now because we don't want to offend no one, right? So our black women have done a lot. You know, if we speed it up, we had black women that went into the U.S. military, the first in a lot of different things. They fought in wars. And even if you go way back, and I'm going to do some research on this, way back, you'll find out that there were women at one point in time in life led men into wars, man. Women was in charge, fought other countries, leading. Talking about black women now. Okay. So my point is, I don't want you to think that black women is just for having babies, cleaning the house, mopping the floor, cleaning the toilets, all that type of stuff. No, black women has done that. They're the best at that, but they even do more than that. Okay. I'm just keeping it 100. I don't want you to think that black women are just for some type of house cleaning business service or something, okay? No, black women in the history is calling shots, okay? Men have to answer to them. So don't think that a black woman is weak at all. She's not. She's a very powerful entity. I mean, if she can hold a baby in her stomach for 9 months and then turn around and push it out, you got to know that she's strong. But we don't look at her like that today. I'm not saying all of us. So let's speed it up to Fannie Lou Hamer. Now, I did a couple of shows with Fannie Lou Hamer this past week. Powerful sister. Powerful sister. That's the type of fiber, type of we need today. I don't know if we got it. I know individuals, but collectively, I don't know. Shirley Chisholm, tough sister, beautiful sister. Rosa Parks, tough sister, beautiful sister. I mean, there are so many women that has done positive things in the past. It's good, great. But sometimes we have to talk about people. I'm going to put some pepper in my eye. I was chopping up. I forgot to wash my hand. My eye is burning now. So anyway, I'll deal with it. So talk about the black women who's doing good stuff now. Look at Angela Davis, part of the Black Panther Party. Beautiful sister. Teaches in college now. I mean, if you read her documentary, you'll just be like, wow, this sister's still alive. Yeah, this sister's still alive. She's still alive to tell her story to us during that Black Panther era. Okay, so she's another one that's doing great work. I mean, I know a lot of, you know, people like Lady J. You know what I mean? Lady J, you know, great work. Sister know how to mix music. She does poetry. You know, sisters like Devoya Mayo. I mean, these sisters are bad sisters here in Fresno. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're doing great work. People like Dr. Kennedy. Great work she's doing. I mean, she goes back and forth from Atlanta to Fresno. Organizational psychologists. Dissect things. Dissect systems. Look at people's behaviors and things like that to try to help them out. Great work. Dr. Crozier, great work. So we got to give a balance to the deceased and those who are living today, right? We're at 516-453-9086 with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show here. Do we need progressive black women in the 21st century? I say yes, we do. Yes, we do. We need progressive black women. We need their voice at the table. I'm telling you, the worst thing America can do is piss off a black African queen. That's the worst thing you can do. Because her voice carries, and she know how to motivate other mothers, right, to stand up for justice. I mean, I can speak too. I mean, I'll throw down. But it's something about that mother, when she speaks, it's like everybody listens to what she has to say. I speak too, people. That when it comes to a woman, everybody stop what they're doing and they're peeking her out like, what is she saying? You know, do we need progressive black women? What does progressive mean? Have anybody ever looked it up? How about someone look it up and put it in a chat? What does progressive mean? Okay. So we're going to see. I looked it up. Nobody want to look it up, so I looked it up. Okay. What does progressive mean? What does it mean to be progressive in the United States of America? Okay, I just looked it up for you. A progressive is someone who wants to see more economic and social equality, and hopes to see more gains, feminism, and gay rights. They're also supportive of social programs directed by the state, and they, like social movements, have more power in the they say. So that's what it means. It means economics and social equality. That's what Angela Davis was doing. You know, that's what Rosa Parks, you know, did when she said, you know, I'm not getting up no more. I'm tired, my feet hurt, my back hurt. I'm not moving to the back of the bus. So it comes a point in time, our African queens, that you're going to have to take a stand on certain things. And don't give. Don't compromise. You know, you are a very, very, very important person in this country, in this world right now. This world wouldn't exist, really, if it hadn't been for black women. And I'm not saying that to not knocking any other culture or anything like that. It's just that I know what my folks have contributed to this country. And we're not even going to start talking about inventions and all that type of stuff because we'll be here all night. I'm not trying to be here all night because I got to go to bed. I got to go to work in the morning. And I got to finish cooking my greens, my collards, and it don't look like I'm going to make some cornbread tonight. So, therefore, cornbread starts tomorrow. Okay, now, a progressive queen can be able to groom the younger generation. And look, Saturday last week, it was popping at my church when we were showing Hidden Colors number one. We had community folks there. We had elders there. We had all these different generations there. I was there. And the kids, our babies, had an opportunity to listen to the truth because public school system is not going to teach your son or daughter the truth. This is not going to do it. And everybody know Christopher Columbus did not discover America. But the school system keeps pushing that, see? They keep pushing that, see? Can't have that. So Saturday school, us, is to deprogram our little queens, our little kings, and teach them truth. That's what Saturday school is. I'm telling you, it's powerful. It's powerful. Powerful, and we got to get our kids into this Saturday school, you know. But the women, you go to church right now, who's all in the church? Women, there's more women than men in the church, okay? So without that woman, we'd be in big trouble. I just salute all our women because you guys are the best, man. You guys are the best. And I just, you know, want to keep you encouraged that, you know, we're the black, progressive black women in Fresno. I know one hand where some of them are. They're very revolutionary, progressive black women. But when you just use the word progressive black women, then that could be someone bougie. That could be someone. But when you start talking grassroots, okay, I only know five on my hand. And you should not be scared to speak out. When you see an injustice, you speak out. I don't care if you buy your, I don't care if nobody stands with you. You have to stand for what's right. I've done it for over 40 years, being a civil rights leader. A lot of times I have to stand by myself because everybody else was scared. Not scared of anything but God. Last question, should progressive black women teach the next generation how to speak truth. Yeah, you should. You got to spend time with our young babies, our young queens. You have to. And tell them that this world is theirs, you know, and that's just all it is. Everybody else getting their piece of the world. Why our black queens can't. So anyway, we're going to hold it off there. It's 8:41, and we want to be respectful to everyone's time, including my time, because I'm tired. But I'm committed to this, and if you want to come on my show, let me know, 559-790-4277, 559-790-4277, or you can email me at freedoms, F-R-E-E-D-O-M-S, 79@yahoo.com, freedoms79@yahoo.com. I'm going to say it one more time, freedoms, F-R-E-E-D-O-M-S, 79@yahoo.com. We're going to say power to the people. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. You're with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show, broadcasting out of Fresno, California, the number one show in the world. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.